The nuclear crisis in North Korea is expected to dominate Secretary of State Colin Powell's trip to Asia this weekend. Powell leaves tomorrow for Japan, China, and South Korea. He will try to bridge differences over how to deal with Pyongyang and end North Korea's nuclear weapons program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Powell is traveling to a tense Korean peninsula where just today a North Korean fighter jet briefly intruded into South Korean airspace. The Communist North has been demanding direct talks with the U.S. and a non-aggression pact. But the Bush administration has gone to great lengths to ensure this is not just a dispute between the U.S. and a country that President Bush said was part of an axis of evil. Powell says he hasn't yet arranged a multilateral meeting on the topic, but he clearly hopes to use his stop in Beijing to persuade the Chinese to use their leverage with the Communist North.
The United States and China does have a shared view that the North Korean nuclear program is not acceptable and that the Korean Peninsula must not have nuclear weapons.
Nevertheless, Donald Gregg, the president of the New York-based Korea Society, says Powell has his work cut out.
There's a universal agreement that no one wants to see nuclear weapons in North Korea, but there is not universal agreement as to what is the quickest way to stop that from happening.
Gregg and many U.S. allies in the region want to see the Bush administration open direct talks with North Korea. The Bush administration says it won't give in to nuclear blackmail. Former ambassador to China and South Korea, James Lilly, supports the administration's case that regional allies have to work together to pressure North Korea. China is North Korea's biggest trading partner and has the most leverage, though Lilly doesn't expect Powell to make too much headway with the Chinese on this trip.
The Chinese feel, as of this time, that they do not want the North Korean regime to collapse. They don't want millions of refugees in Manchuria. They don't want to see this socialist country fail. And the last of all and most important, they don't want to see a United Korea under Seoul allied with the United States. But I do think they're beginning to look at this regime as a real albatross.
After visiting Beijing to consult on North Korea, Secretary Powell will go to the inauguration of South Korea's president-elect, No Moo-hyun. Lilly, now with the American Enterprise Institute, says the Koreans take protocol seriously, so Powell made the right decision to go. Donald Gregg, a former ambassador to South Korea, agrees.
When there's an overhanging issue such as Iraq, it sucks all the creative marrow out of an administration. And I think the fact that the secretary is taking the time to make this trip at this time is a tremendously important indication of how seriously we take this problem and how hard we're thinking about creative ways to deal with it.
Powell has taken a beating in the U.S. press this week for not spending as much time on the road as his predecessors, including James Baker, in the lead-up to the Persian Gulf War. Powell defended his record today.
Through the power of modern technology, the use of email and telephones, that is another way to be in touch with the world without only living in an airplane to do so.
Powell's trip this weekend will be a brief one, and that gives him more time in Washington to weigh in on diplomacy at home, the internal administration debates over Iraq and North Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.